Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it got around that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was carried by four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, your sins are forgiven you. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason you these things in your hearts? What is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Your sins be forgiven of you? Or say, Arise and take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise and take up your bed and go your way into your house. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meal in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with the tax collectors and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And the disciples of John and other Pharisees used to fast. And they came and said unto him, Why do the disciples of John and other Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Else the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old bottles, else the new wine bursts the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be broken. But new wine must be put into new bottles. And it came to pass that he went through the wheat fields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began, as they went, to pick the ears of wheat. And the Pharisees said unto him, Look, why do they do on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have you never read what David did when he had need and was hungry, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priest, and gave also to them that were with him? And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.